This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors issued a resolution for Sheriff's Investigator Todd Fulton, who was set to retire. Fulton has served in various roles during his 14 and a half years with the Sheriff's Office, including serving as a patrol deputy and as a member of the Special Services Unit and SWAT team, respectively. Fulton has taken on another full-time job but will remain with the Sheriff's Office in a part-time capacity as a firearms and defensive tactics instructor. A member of the Six Rivers National Forest Service died over the weekend while going on a conditioning hike with other crew members. The Forest Service announced today that William Jaros, who has served as a firefighter for the Forest Service for more than 12 years, suffered a medical emergency while on the hike, and crew members used life-saving measures in an attempt to revive Jaros, but attempts were unsuccessful. The Forest Service is in the process of gathering all the information surrounding his death, and the investigation is ongoing through the Delmar County Coroner's Office. Today, the Sheriff's Office issued a be on the lookout for 71-year-old Ellen Cameron Temple, who was reported as missing by her daughter on July 3rd. Temple has not been in contact with loved ones since June 30th, and to this point, deputies have not been able to locate her despite an extensive search of the Garberville area. Temple is described as a transient by choice, and anyone with information related to her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. The Trinity County Sheriff's Narcotics Task Force, along with other assisting agencies, conducted a five-day marijuana eradication operation that ended yesterday. The operation took place in the Shasta Trinity National Forest and the Six Rivers National Forest, and in total, law enforcement eradicated over 30,000 marijuana plants. Personnel also collected over 1,400 pounds of garbage, along with firearms and other material. Three Mexican citizens were arrested during the five-day operation as well, and they were booked into Trinity County Jail on various drug charges. Monday morning, the California Highway Patrol and other agencies responded to Highway 101 just north of Wyatt following a fatal single-vehicle collision in the area. A female driver was headed south on Highway 101 with four passengers when, for unknown reasons, allowed the vehicle to run off the roadway and down an embankment adjacent to the off-ramp, colliding with a tree in the process. The vehicle overturned and blocked the off-ramp, inflicting fatal injuries to the driver and the front passenger, and the three rear passengers, two of whom are teenagers, were transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment of major injuries. The on-site investigation later determined that the three rear passengers were not wearing their seatbelts at the time of the collision. Alcohol and drug use do not appear to be factors in the collision, according to the Highway Patrol, and the identities of everyone involved in the crash is being withheld. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Come January of 2018, you will be able to walk into a cannabis retail outlet in California and purchase marijuana for personal recreational use. At the local level, that means you could possibly purchase marijuana that was grown here in Humboldt County by a permitted and regulated grower and distributor. On Talk Shop, Sheriff Billy Hansel spoke about the impact legalization will have, and he foresees some big changes over the next few years as permitted growers displace the black market grower, and it starts with the price.
And right now in Humboldt County, people are still paying a whole lot of money for properties, infrastructure to try and grow marijuana here. I honestly believe that the only people that are going to be able to survive are the permitted growers that are growing acres of marijuana and that they're able to absorb the price impact of a price lowering.
To receive state permits to grow marijuana, the grower must first acquire the necessary county permits, and that includes new testing standards for the product, standards Hansel believes will drive the black market grower out of business.
When you can get dirt cheap marijuana that you know is tested and that it doesn't have any chemicals in it, then why would you bother with black market where you have all these carcinogens out there? I think honestly that's the only way it's going to survive. You're going to see the people that are permitted, that get everything tested. Those are the growers. That's the industry that's going to survive.
You can listen to Sheriff Billy Hansel talk shop and marijuana by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.